Today on Introductions, our guest is 14-year-old violinist Jennifer Cha of the Music Institute of Chicago. She's won the competitions of Neuqua Valley High School, where she's a freshman, the Sejong Cultural Society and the Chinese Fine Arts Society and more. And she was recently a finalist in the Chicago Symphony Orchestra's Crane Mailing Youth Auditions. She's prepared for us music this hour by Sarasate, Glazunov, and more, coming up after this short break. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guest is 14-year-old violinist Jennifer Cha of Neuqua Valley High School in Naperville and the Music Institute of Chicago, where she studies with Desiree Roustrot. She's performed as a soloist with the Neuqua Valley High School Symphony Orchestra and at the DePaul Concerto Festival for Young Performers. She recently taped a performance for the national radio program From the Top, was featured last month in the Music in the Loft Chamber series, and much more. This hour, she'll perform for us the complete violin concerto in A minor, Opus 82 by Alexander Glazunov, and some music by Pablo de Sarasate. But first, a piece by local Korean composer Mi-Suk Kim. It's called Joy of Onhaeya, and she'll perform it with pianist Milana Pavchinskaya here on Introductions. Year-old violinist Jennifer Cha with pianist Milana Pavchinskaya in some music by local Korean composer Mi-Suk Kim. That was The Joy of Onhaeya. And welcome to WFMT, Jennifer. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, that was a lot of fun. How did you and that piece find each other?
I was participating in the Sejong Cultural Society concerto competition.
And the Sejong Cultural Society is a Korean cultural organization, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And with this piece, I have participated in the competition for numerous number of years, and I really enjoy playing this piece because it reminds me of my Korean roots, which I try to embrace.
Uh-huh. And it adds a little diversity to your repertoire as well.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun to listen to. You have so many performances when I was going through your biography. What are some of your favorite ones, most memorable?
I'd say that some of my most memorable performance opportunities came through the Sejong Cultural Society. For example, just this past year, I performed at the Korean American Day celebration.
Uh-huh.
And the Sejong Cultural Society set me up for the concert. And I've also performed at the Daily Center, also for the Korean American Day celebration.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say that like my most memorable performance was at Ravinia, where I performed the Hot Canary, where you'll be hearing later.
We'll be hearing that a little bit the last on the program. So you're sort of a musical ambassador already at age 14. How did you get started on violin?
It was when I was growing up in Korea, where I was born. I attended a preschool for the arts, mm-hmm. and at this preschool, everybody learned how to play violin, dance ballet, play traditional Korean instruments, among other things. And my violin teacher at the preschool recommended to my mom that I take private lessons, and that's how I got started.
So do you also know how to play traditional Korean instruments?
I don't know if I know how to play them that well anymore, but uh-huh. I did before.
Well, you have some understanding of it, so maybe mm-hmm. you could pick those up one day again. Next, you're going to perform the entire violin concerto in A minor, Opus 82 by Alexander Glazunov, and you just had a big performance of this last month in Orchestra Hall. Tell us about that.
I was a finalist for the Crane Mailing Chicago Symphony Orchestra Youth Auditions, and as a finalist, I was able to play at Orchestra Hall with Milana, and I think this performance opportunity was really special to me because I had played on that stage before with the Magical Strings of Youth,
mm-hmm.
among many other violinists, but this was the first time that I'd played a solo on that stage, and it wasn't as nerve-wracking as I had expected, because I think once you get started, you focus more on the performance and the
sure.
people watching you.
So it's just you and Milana. Well, I was at that performance, and it was a fantastic performance. I'm looking forward to hearing it. Right before you went on stage of Orchestra Hall, mm-hmm. what was going through your mind? Do you have any pre-performance rituals or anything?
I was kind of bouncing around because I was kind of, uh-huh. like, I think my adrenaline was rushing.
But once you get out there and you're in front of the lights, you calm down a little bit and you can just focus on the music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why did you pick this Glazunov concerto?
I was at the Skokie Valley Symphony Orchestra concerto competition, and I watched the finalists play, and my teacher, Desiree Ruchet, one of her students, Lydia Umlov, mm-hmm. she played the Glazunov concerto, and I fell in love with it immediately.
So why did you fall in love with it?
I really like that it's romantic and cute. I think it's really diverse in the characters that it presents.
So there's something in here for everyone.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear now the Violin Concerto in A Minor, Opus 82 by Alexander Glazunov. It will be performed by 14-year-old violinist Jennifer Cha with pianist Milana Pavchinskaya here on Introductions. Thank you.
Thank you.
14-year-old violinist Jennifer Cha in the Violin Concerto in A Minor, Opus 82 by Alexander Glazunov, performed with pianist Milana Pavchinskaya live here on Introductions in our Levin Performance Studio. Jennifer, I wish there were thousands, that we could fit thousands of people in here. You'd truly be getting a thunderous applause. That was just wonderful. But you did get a wonderful applause at the CSO Crane Mailing Youth Auditions, which you participated in last month, and for which you performed this piece. This must feel like such an accomplishment after learning it and performing the whole thing.
Yeah, I think it's even, it makes me feel even better that I learned the whole thing, because it is such a long piece to play, like, all through.
Right.
I think that's the most hard part about playing this piece, is to get the energy to play through the whole thing.
Absolutely. And have you ever performed this with an orchestra?
I have not, but I would love to.
Okay, well, I hereby, for anybody listening right now, if you have access to an orchestra, I hereby nominate violinist Jennifer Cha to perform with your orchestra. So we'll see what happens.
I'll be playing this with the Wheaton Symphony Orchestra
over
the summer.
Oh, wonderful. So we'll maybe put some information about that on our website, and in case anybody wants to check that out. Well, thank you for that performance. That
thank
was
you.
Just wonderful. You can listen to that performance and to this complete edition of Introductions again on our website, www.wfmtintroductions.com, which is also where you can do what Jennifer did and submit an audition to perform on this program. And find WFMT on Facebook for updates so that you don't have to miss any of our live programs. Let's take a short break now. When we return, we'll hear some music by Pablo de Sarasate and Paul Nero. Please stay with us. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio. And if you're just joining us, our guest is 14-year-old violinist Jennifer Cha of Neuqua Valley High School in Naperville, where she's a freshman, and the Music Institute of Chicago, where she studies with Desiree Roustrot. She's been a finalist in the Crane Mailing CSO Youth Auditions, a winner of the competitions of the Sejong Cultural Society, the DePaul Concerto Festival for Young Performers, and many more. And she's even performed for the Pope, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But right now, she'll continue her performance with a piece by Spanish violinist and composer Pablo de Sarasate. This is his Jota Navarra with pianist Milana Pavchinskaya here on Introductions. Thank you. music by Spanish violinist and composer Pablo de Sarasate. The Jota Navarra, performed by 14-year-old violinist Jennifer Cha with pianist Milana Pavchinskaya. I just love Sarasate, Jennifer, because it almost seems like he's daring you to do some of those techniques, especially that left-hand pizzicato. He just loves that, doesn't he?
Yeah.
It's all over his music. How did you learn the left-hand pizzicato? Because we should mention that for violinists, you usually do that with your right hand, which is where the bow usually is.
Well, I was having a hard time making the pizzicato speak with my right hand, which is why I think also for like style points, it just looks a lot more impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. And his music is so catchy. And have you learned a lot of Sarasate?
I've also learned the Zugwederweisen.
Mm-hmm.
And I played that just recently with the Nico Valley Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, some of the stuff that he makes you violinists do just makes me laugh sometimes. And, and especially to do that after the 20-minute concerto that you just performed. That must be, to me, that would be tiring, but to you, you just are pulling it off. What are your practice sessions like that allow you to do all of that? Or I should say that prepare you to do all of that.
Honestly, my attention span is not that long.
Uh-huh.
So I think practicing, I don't think anybody really likes to practice, and I'm not an exception, but mm-hmm. I think that after you practice, being able to perform at such great venues makes it all worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, what a reward to be able to perform recently at From the Top. And where was that, in Iowa? What was that like?
I was on the From the Top radio taping in Cedar Falls, Iowa. And also with me was an accordionist, and that was really,
really
cool because she played an electrical accordion. And then there was also a saxophonist and a cellist. And everyone was so nice, and I think the experience was really memorable, and I'll remember it forever.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of wonderful experiences. So when you're practicing, what kind of advice from your teacher, Desiree Roostrat, are you thinking about most often?
Oh, wow. There's a lot of things she's telling me to think about.
Uh-huh.
But the most important when I'm practicing, she always tells me to think. And that might sound silly, but I think sometimes musicians will go on autopilot when they practice,
mm-hmm.
and it's hard for... And I think it's hard to focus at your like all you're practicing. So I think what she's trying to instill into like her students is that even if you don't practice a lot, what you do practice, you have to be thinking and be aware of what you're doing.
Right. It's not about how long you are in the practice room. It's about what you're doing in there.
Yeah.
And you perform some of these pieces very often in order to get them so confident, like you just performed, mm-hmm. As has been demonstrated. So I can imagine that it's easy to kind of go on autopilot.
Yeah.
Are there any favorite violinists that you view on YouTube or something for inspiration?
I really like Kyunghwa Chung because I think her expression is unmatched by anyone else,
mm-hmm.
when I watch it. And I really like to listen to Hilary Hahn just because she is such like a clean violinist, and that just puts the listeners at like peace with themselves, mm-hmm. and it doesn't make the listeners be like nervous.
Sure. And do you ever get any repertoire inspiration from YouTube, just searching random terms?
I actually like the Sibelius Violin Concerto, and I've listened to that a lot of times on YouTube.
So maybe that's next.
Maybe.
Well, you are certainly the first performer to have a line in the biography saying that you have performed for the Pope. Tell us about that.
This was when I was with the Magical Strings of Youth, which is a handpicked group from the Betty Haig Academy, when I was with my former teacher. We went on tour in Italy, and we played at a mass in Vatican City for the Pope, and he rode it on his Popemobile, and it was a really hot day, and there were so many people.
Uh-huh.
Just getting through security was a hassle, and some of the kids were even getting heat stroke.
Oh, no.
But I think that in the end, it was really worth it, and... Yeah.
But the show must go on.
Yeah.
Did the Pope nod approvingly?
Yeah.
So there you go. That's all you need.
I hope he looked at me.
So you're going to end with a piece called Hot Canary. And does it actually have something to do with a bird?
Yeah. If you listen carefully, I try really hard to imitate a bird. And hopefully your dogs will have even more fun listening to this.
Oh, I can imagine. So yeah. If you have a dog at home, turn on the radio even louder. Let's see what their reaction is. Do you have a dog?
I have a dog named Joy,
uh-huh.
So and she enjoys
Do you get special reaction from Joy on this piece?
She likes to bark a lot when I play this piece.
Uh-huh.
Because I think it's so unique and she hasn't heard anything like it before.
Well, we'll test that out for everybody at home right now. This is a piece called Hot Canary by Paul Nero. And it will again be performed by 14-year-old violinist Jennifer Cha with pianist Milana Pavchinskaya live here on Introductions. Hot Canary by Paul Nero. That was hilarious. 14-year-old violinist Jennifer Cha with pianist Milana Pavchinskaya. Thank you for that performance, Jennifer. What would you like to do with your violin in the future? What are your violin dreams?
I think that music is like a real big passion, but I'm also interested in a lot of things, but I really hope that I'm able to keep up with violin through the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're well on your way to probably doing whatever you want with the violin. And you can listen to this performance again and find the complete program, including Hot Canary, on our website, WFMTintroductions.com. Well, thanks for joining us this morning, Jennifer.
Thank you. And I'd like to give a shout out to my teacher, Desiree Ruchet.
There you go, Desiree Ruchet, listening right now. Well, we welcome your comments about this program. Our address is introductions@wfmt.com or find us on Facebook. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Our engineer today was Peter Serbin, and our theme music was performed by Trio Vita. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week here on WFMT.